Consumers buy an ever-increasing variety of goods without ever leaving their homes. Books, clothing, and food are readily available on the internet. And these days, ranchers don't have to go anywhere to buy cattle. Internet auctions now account for a fraction of cattle sales, and some observers expect that fraction to grow. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Alpern reports.
This actually is the real thing. The Torrington Livestock Markets is a sale barn in eastern Wyoming where generations of ranchers have come to buy and sell cattle. There are about 35 people here today, a typically rugged-looking crowd of mostly men. They're spread across the small arena watching as singles, pairs, and larger groups of cows enter the ring to be sold. Auctioneer Lex Madden sits behind a microphone, peering out from under a wide-brimmed Stetson. As the bidding starts, Madden uses a pen to rapidly point back and forth to the various bidders. Cows usually spend about 15 seconds in front of the audience before being moved out of the ring. The bidding moves quickly too, rarely lasting more than 30 seconds for each lot. That fast pace is what Stampede Cattle Company hopes to replicate with its new internet auctions. Stampede, based in California, is one of about a half a dozen companies venturing into this arena, but it's the first to take users to a virtual sale barn. On the screen, the cyber barn looks very much like Torrington. There's no actual auctioneer, but a voice introduces each lot.
95 wing steers, base weight of 535, you got an 8-cent slide.
And a variety of sound effects indicate when a new bid is entered. Inside the animated ring, Stampede displays detailed information about each lot and pictures of the cows, and it's user-friendly. Buyers need only a mouse click to enter a bid. Stampede co-owner Chris Nelson says he wanted to generate the same level of excitement found at brick-and-mortar sale barns.
It's very active. It's entertaining. There is a shot clock in which cattle have 30 seconds to sell. And if different bidders bid on the cattle, it indicates that, say, a bidder from Iowa is bidding, then a bidder from Wyoming bids, then a bidder from Kansas bids. And it really promotes a competitive and an urgent environment that helps establish a true marketplace.
Ann Nelson adds an internet sale is more convenient for everyone. Sellers save money by not having to haul their cows to market or feed them while they await sale. In addition, the web offers them a larger pool of buyers than traditional sales. For their part, buyers save themselves the long trip to an auction. They also get livestock fresh off the ranch, cutting out the extra trip to the sale barn and the resulting stress to the animals. This convenience, Chris Nelson says, is all made possible by Stampede's 75 field representatives, who visit the ranches and compile the information displayed on the screen during the auctions.
There may be a seller in Wyoming or a seller in Virginia that has no idea who I am or what my background is. They deal with their local representative, and they also get paid by their local representative on a Stampede check. And so those representatives are Stampede.
But out in the country, internet cattle auctions face some real challenges. That much is plain when speaking with ranchers at real sale barns like the Torrington Livestock Markets. Ranchers Charles Swanson and Ed Schmick are like many other skeptics. Both admit they know little about computers or the internet. But even if they did, Swanson and Schmick say they have no interest in buying cattle that they can only see on a computer screen.
The picture of the cattle might be 30 days or 6 weeks old. They are guessing that the cattle will weigh X that day that you take delivery.
You got too many surprises. Surprises aren't good in this business. You always come out short.
And it's more than just surprises. The cattle business isn't just commerce, it's culture. And Swanson says sale barns are a big part of that.
Oh yeah, Ed and I wouldn't get to shoot the breeze. Oh yeah, you'd lose a lot of atmosphere that we have. You know, that's older guys are out in the sale barn. We have a good time.
Still, those who follow the cattle industry, like Pete Crow, publisher of Western Livestock Journal, think online auctions can create a niche for themselves.
It's just another tool for us to help market cattle.
However, he adds, whether ranchers will embrace the format depends on the company field reps that vouch for the cattle.
That's pretty much the difference between, I think, the successful internet companies and the ones that have struggled is the reps really kind of make the deal come together because they're the ones ensuring the integrity of the trade.
There's no doubt that success for online auctions will depend on trust and whether companies like Stampede can convince their customers they're not a .com. They're cattlemen, relying on the internet as just another tool of the trade. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Alpern in Banner, Wyoming.